The link is the Kashrus, sorry. The Aseret Dibros. What's the meaning of the Aseret Dibros? The Aseret Dibros occurs miyuchad in three inyanim. First of all, the Aseret Dibros was the beginning of Matan Torah. The Gemara says in Tainis, of the Chesam and Beis, B'shishon chedesh nindu Aseret Dibros, u'b'shiva ola Moshe. On the sixth day of Sivan, Vav Sivan, on Shavuos, when the Yidden, after Shoshmei Ekbolo, when they came to Asinai, the beginning of Matan Torah was, the Rishonim gave Klal Yisrael the Aseret Dibros. After that, it was like a hefsek for Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top of Asinai, went up to Shemayim for 40 days. 40 days later, he came back with the rest of the Torah. So the Aseret Dibros is miyuchad that it was the beginning of Matan Torah. It was right away. The second Indian that's miyuchad of the Aseret Dibros is that it was Mipi Agrua, and the whole Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Aseret Dibros is miyuchad, is so special that it was given directly Mipi Agrua to the Yidden. Rashi and Chumash brings down Kumum Nemu Viva Echad, something that only the Rishonim could do. That's also an Indian miyuchad of the Aseret Dibros. The third Indian of the Aseret Dibros is the Luchis. The special halacha that the Aseret Dibros should be chokok should be written on the Luchis. And these luchos were later put in the Aron HaKodesh, in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash. Later in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesher Kashan. Should be luchos also. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from HaSinai, he brought the Torah to the Yidden, he brought three parts. He brought the luchos, he brought Torah Shav Ksav, Sefer Torah, written Sefer Torah, and Torah Shav Al Peh. Torah Shav Al Peh was orally, it was Al Peh, all the halachos. They're not written in the Torah. But the luchos held the Torah Sedibus. And the Luchis is the Chere Halacha in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The Chere is not Ma'akib. If for some reason you don't have the Luchis, you can still bring Kabonis. It's not Ma'akib, but the Chachina, the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdash is that part of the Beis HaMikdash is that you have a Mishkan Mikaela, one of the Kalim, the Chere is the Luchis. The Luchis should be there in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's in a special place. It's in the Aron Kodesh, in the Kesher Kedoshim. That's the Indian Aseret Dibros. Upon him, we find that the Aseret Dibros is Yuchid, is different than the other parts of the Torah on certain things. But there's a famous Igeres HaRambam, it's not the Sefer, but it's a letter, the Rambam writes, Veshtaka Macho, Kamat Kvalnasi, right? It's very sharp on people that stand up by laning, by Kriya Satori, by Aseret Dibros. The Rambam doesn't like it. The Rambam says, these are Pesukim in the Torah, the same as old Pesukim in the Torah. When you stand up special, but people that sit the whole laning, and they stand up special for Aseret Dibros, and the Rambam, you're treating like these Pesukim more than any other Pesukim in the Torah. Every Pesukim in the Torah is Torah. And to treat these Pesukim different, the Rambam just gives a call on it. The mice, a lot of people do have the minhag to stand up by Aseret Dibros, and we have to understand why aren't we afraid of the Rambam's call us. If the Rambam is so sharp against it, for something for them, why do we have to go against it and stand? So first of all, this Rambam is a Machodesh Pesukim, as you do the Bechal by Kriyas HaTorah, by all laning, every week, or every day, every Monday and Thursday, but every time we lane, are you supposed to stand, or can you sit? Machab Paskins in our Chaim from Kufman and Vav Sadalit said, "Ein tzorch lamoid. You don't have to stand. You can sit." The Mishnah Berurah writer says on this, "Vafigo oindem al bima, the ein tzorch lamoid when they take a tire, elok shodin leisa." Even the ones standing by the bima don't have to stand by landing. The ones standing by the bima, who does he mean? The Chaim means the Balkaria, the Chaim means the Oila, the person getting the Aliyah. The Gaboyim, even the person getting the Aliyah is not a sit. There's no halacha standing according to Machab by Kir Sadayah. The Ramah says, Yesh machmim yamdim. The Ramah says, there are people that are machmim and they do stand. The Mishnah brings down from the Pichadish and the Goyin that the Ikri Kadasa Machaba. The Pesachim Paskin over here, even though normally B'nai Ashkenaz follow the Ramah, but over here the Pesachim say, we follow the Machaba and you can sit by laning. And so you do it, that was the sheet that I read all. The Rizal held it, you can sit by laning, you don't have to stand. What? Who?
They held him in our last.
Yeah, how they should not. You should bedak with it. Yeah,
so
say.
Because
otherwise, the he brings down Hashem's Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav wanted to tell that Kriyas HaTorah could be as a din of Davar Shebekedusha. We know the Halacha, the Gemara says in Berachos, Dachafan Hu Beis, called Davar Shebekedusha Lehi Pochus Masar. Those are kedusha, you need a minion. And we find that kedusha Torah is only by a minion. It's only when you have a tziva. Only when you have 10 men. If you don't have 10 people, you don't lane. So times of iskirav, a chayvus to davish bekedusha. So there be kaddish and kedusha. All these things that you don't say kaddish unless you have a minion. When you dam yechidus, you don't say kedusha. Same thing kedusha Torah. Times of iskirav. Why don't you have kedusha Torah yourself? How come you're not mechayv to lane yourself? You dam yechidus. So if you have less than a minion, why don't you have kedusha Torah? The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk in Vashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael that davar shel kedusha is any loyehei pachs masara shev to have the tafka minion. What is kedei davar shel kedusha? Chazal kedei. Chazal told us that they were kedei. The kaddish needs a minion. Kedusha needs a minion. Signs of Yisrael. Chazal also kedei that leaning the piyastar needs a minion. Means davar shel kedusha. And another halacha of davish kedusha is you're supposed to stand by davish kedusha. By kedusha you stand, by kaddish you stand. Time to describe that lame kisa tayr is that's the davish kedusha. That's where you have to stand. That's pshat in the Ramah. What's pshat in the mechaber then? So Moshe Shtebuch wants to say the mechaber will hold. No, the mechaber will say that laning is not a davish kedusha. Why do you need a minion? There's a different reason why you need a minion. It's a chayv asiba. This is where they all talk about that it's a whole shayach, does everyone have to listen to laning, or is it enough that the tziba lane? A lot of places can say, it's a chayv tziba, the tziba should have kriyas hatayr. Not that they have rights to it, that not everyone has to listen to it. That's the Indian of a minyan rekhi. It doesn't mean it's davar shel kedusha. It's a shvetz kol davar shel kedusha. But so that's the machlokes. Is the Indian of priest Torah and these minyan is because it's davar shel kedusha, or is it because it's a chayv tziba? If it's davar shel kedusha, you have to stand by laning. Then chayv tziba, you don't have to stand. That'll be the machlokes. In my sense, the velt is noyeg, and it's the minyan of the tzadim, also like the mechaber and the rizal and the poskim to sit. The minyan of yeshivas is to stand like the Ramah. So, mindfully, when you come to the Dibris, if you're doing like the minhag of the yeshivas, that they stand by the whole laning, they don't have a problem. They stand by the whole laning, they can stand by the Dibris also. Because they won't have the Rambam's problem. The Rambam's whole problem was, Taina was, why are you sitting a whole laning and standing special for the Dibris? Why are you treating the Dibris special? But if you do like, and I think those of the Svadim, they sit by, and it's time to sit by the Dibris. They sit by both. They sit by laning, they sit by Sirs, they also, they're following the Rambam. But the rest of the Velt, which I think we know Chassidim is, they sit by laning and they stand especially by Sirs Adibris, they're going Befeish and Kegan Rambam. This is what the Rambam like. The Rambam said that, you know, this is Sukkim, this is Sukkim, don't treat this different. This time of the Rambam is also the Gemara Brachas, that you base. The Gemara says, for example, the Mishnah says in Talmud, the Chama Beis, that they're Masakin in davening to say every day Aseres HaDibros together with Krishna. So they used to say Aseres HaDibros together with Krishna, and then when Brachas Daf Yud Beis says that Kfar Bitlam and they threw some Minim. Later, it's not Chazal, they're Mabatul because the Minim were tiny enough, because we're using this to say that the only important part of the Torah is Aseres HaDibros, nothing else. So you see this Indian, the Gochi, the sister, the specials that are from the Gemara, but Maisa says the Farish, the Shtaka Tain and not the stands. What's the Shat in the Velsman to stand up? So I heard from my uncle, the Michal, from Yaron, that he heard from Bishop from Boston, a teretz of Minig Olam. He says it could be the Rambam, where he had this tiny asking by Sesh Dibbis. It could be by the Rambam they lane the Sesh Dibbis in the regular trap, in the regular niggin, the regular trap, and that's why the Rambam had a problem. Why he's standing up? But we today we're not green lane the Sesh Dibbis in Tanelian. There's a mainly saying like this. Ben Mr. Rambam is also moider that there's something special about the Aseres HaDibros. Like we said before, Aseres HaDibros happens to be, it isn't even Yochid. Besides being Sukkim in the Torah, it's also the Aseres HaDibros. What's the Dinyan Aseres HaDibros? It was given first by Matan Torah, separate from the rest of the Torah. It was given by Piyah Gavurah, different than the rest of the Torah. It is a halacha to put on the Luchais, a special halacha of a Luchais. There is something different about Aseres HaDibros. There's a mela, when you lane a Aseres HaDibros, you can lane it for two reasons. You can lane it because it's Psukim in the Torah, and you can also lane it because it's a Din Aseres HaDibros. There's a mela, if you're laning it because it's a Din Aseres HaDibros, there's nothing wrong with treating it different. Then you can take a stand by the Aseres HaDibros. But if you're laning it because it's a regular Psukim in the Torah, that was Rambam's plan. A Psukim in the Torah is no different than any other Pasuk. There's a mela, by the Rambam, they laned it in a regular trap, in the regular Tamim, in the regular trap. So it was like a regular, they were off the Pasha's history, and they kept on leaning straight. That's where the Rambam bothered him to see people almost standing up. You're just leaning it off regular, Kriyas HaTorah, you can't treat it different than the other Pesukim, you can't stand up. But we lean it with Tamelion, so when we lean it with Tamelion with the special trap of a Sesedibis, we're showing it's not only Kriyas HaTorah, it's also a Sesedibis. And when you're leaning it also Mitam a Sesedibis, there's nothing wrong with treating it special. That's the head of the minute existence. It well, yeah, but the Bumaisa does it. It doesn't do that way.
I'm saying,
the
shoes would
be delayed in the office. That would be even a bigger hefta. But the Rishra was the time that the Ram would be moider. If you show that you're leaning it because of the specialty in the Miyachid of the Sidus, then it won't be a time. The only problem is when you're leaning it, some also are claiming.
The
fact
that they leaned it, some of them, they also
yeah, okay. You could have it's also Tamelion. It's also Tamelion. I personally, myself, what I try to do is, even though I often super curious story, but the Aliyah of a Sesedibris, I stand from the beginning of the Aliyah. So if I may not stand the whole leaning, but if I stand from the beginning of the Aliyah, so then I'm not giving up special by a Sesedibris. Wait, he said something like that also? He said something like that. I had a different kasha this week. What's kaveya, the mispa asara of a sesedibis? What does it mean that 10? What does the number 10 come from? Where do you have 10 things in a sesedibis? It does not mean mitzvahs. Because if you look at all the many mitzvahs, the chinuch, the rambam, they all count the sesedibis to be 14 mitzvahs. In the Tanya of mitzvahs, in the 630 mitzvahs of the Torah, the Aseres HaDibris is 14 of the mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Layilocha, the second mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, actually has in it four mitzvahs. It has in it four, let's just say, it's the Layilocha, you should not think of any other Hashem Geshka. Second lav is not like a pestle, the pasuk says. The third lav is like shachbon lehem, special lav and bowing down, and the fourth lav is like savdim, to do a vayzazar. In this lav, a layir lecha, there's actually four mitzvahs like says, which account the entire mitzvahs. And in the fourth diva of the Sesed Dibris of Zochas Yom Shabbos Akashay, the chinuch counts for two mitzvahs, because it's the mitzvah of Zochas Yom Shabbos Akashay, which is the mitzvah of the Reis of Kiddush, and it's also the mitzvah of Lysas Chokha Morcha, not to do Morcha Shabbos. So it comes out that the Sesed Dibris is really 14 mitzvahs of the Tariq mitzvahs, but it's not called the Yudala Dibris, it's called the Aseres Dibris, the 10 Dibris. Why is it called 10? And you can't say that it's the that's right, it's called 10. Why is it called 10? So, why are we mechalik? I mean, the second one is actually four mitzvahs, and the fourth one is two mitzvahs, so it's really 14.
It's not
10 commandments, that's for sure. That's also, we're right. In English, when they call 10 commandments, it's definitely a misnomer, it's not a good translation. Because it's 14 commandments. It may be 10 dibris, but it's 14 commandments, so they're definitely translating wrong. It's 14 mitzvahs, commandments over here. But so, where does number 10 come from? You can't say number 10 comes from the psukkim. Because again, if you count the psukim, it's much more than 10. Some of the dibris, the second one, Layilocha, has a number of psukim to it, and then you have four of the dibris are all in one pasuk. It's all one pasuk. So it's not 10 psukim either. So where does number 10 come from? You also can't say the number 10 comes from the Pasha Yisumais. In Hilchos Kiddushin Sefer Torah, there's a Masorah El Chamash Sinai in the Torah Shabbat. When you write the Torah Shabbat, some Pashas have to be a Pasha Yisumais. Pasha Yisumais means you should leave a Halach Chamash Sinai, you should leave a Rebach, a space of 9 Oisiyas between the Pashas. That's what you look in the Sefer Torah, there's between different Pashas, there's a space of 9 Oisiyas. Our Chamashim make a simon, that bold Samach. They put that bold samach in there to show you. We don't put spaces in our chumashim, but that shows you that then we have parshas end. Now, if you look at the Sefer Dibris, there's pretty much one of those bold things between each of the dibris, which in the Sefer Torah there will be a space of 9 oisis between each diva. So maybe you'd say it's 10 parshas. Even in that pasuk, those four dibris also, each one is a pasuk. It's interesting. It's one pasuk with four pasuk. If it's one pasuk, but in that one pasuk, you have a space of 9 oisis between each one. So what's the inyan of the one pasuk? The halacha of one pasuk is the Gemara says, it's halacha not to, you really should not say half a pasuk. Whenever you're saying a pasuk, like this pasuk of you really should say the complete pasuk. Even though there's a lot of space there, there's four pashis and it's four dibbis, but it's still halacha of one pasuk. So you would think that maybe it's ten pashis. It's also not true. Because we see in Anoichi and Laiyeh, between the first and the second Ibud, there's no, look in the Chumash, there's no, you don't have that bold Tzamach, there's no, and you can say the Torah, there's no space. There's no Pashis. If the Pashis was Mechalanket, then there would have to be a Pashis Tzuma between Anoichi and Laiyeh. It's really only nine Pashis. So Sesedibus again is really 14 mitzvahs, and it's nine Pashis, and it's a lot of Sukkim. So where is the number 10? What does that help? That'll just create an extra one. Oh, if you count that as Pashis, and you should know there's an Ebenezer that has he has the only interesting cheshbon. He doesn't make the luchos like we have over here. Points to say there. He doesn't. He counts. The Ebenezer wants to count. Noichi and Oyil has one diva. But all of the mafashim, according to him, on the luchos, it didn't say the Noichi Oyil was one diva. He has a whole different cheshbon of how to make the sestivus, but most mafashim they learn a sestivus. Anoichi is the first diva and Oyil for the second. So back to Akasha, what is the 10? Now you also can't say that it's 10 in Yonim. That you say maybe Oyil Lecha is all one diva because it's all one Indian. Maybe four mitzvahs of a desire, but it's all one Indian. And Shabbos also, you think, is even though it's two mitzvahs, it's Kiddush and Lechaz Kamach, but it's all one Indian of Shabbos. But that I don't think was a teretz, because if it's supposed to be 10 in Yonim, then Lecha and Neichi and Oyil Lecha should be one.
No, so
Neichi
is not so
much,
because some of
the money is not money. Right, Ebenezer. But I'm asking according to the ones that are in the Neichi, the ones that most of them. Yeah, most of the Shem count the Neichi as the first, the way we have the outfish
and
the little
face. Even those that are money, there's a sense of foreign. And the Neichi is a sense of deeper, but it's not one mitzvah. You say, because you can't have a mitzvah until you have a Neichi. Unless it's actually served, even fully here.
Okay.
But
what's the Sesa Dibbis? So I just wonder, where does number 10 come from?
I'm saying, we're saying 10 in Yonim makes sense.
Oh, 10 in Yonim.
It's 10 in Yonim. Noshi and Lahir is 2 in Yonim. What is in Noshi?
Oh, one is the Yisoy.
One is
the Yisoy
of
Noshi.
One is Lahir. I'll have a good desire.
Okay.
You can have a good desire.
Okay, but I mean, to me, I mean, Kiddush and Lechatz Moch is more of a stretch. You're putting those two together as one because one in Yonim.
Yeah,
where's the one
in
Yonim?
Now they even
have shittos. Right.
That could be
shittos
means that you still believe in
anoichi.
You can have
a result. That's your
terror.
There's 10 in Yonim, and those and
the
anoichi is not mamashes. That's not good. Okay. The number 10 is a pasuk. The pasuk says vayta in kisisa, and it's in Veschan, and also it's another pasuk, but in kisisa the pasuk says v'yichter v'aluches es tibi abris haseres hadvarim. So it does say that you should write on the luchos the ribis says hadvarim, these 10 things. So you see the Torah calls us as this. The only question is what are the 10 and how do you machak? I didn't see anyone speak about this. It's me to Tzarchi and what is the says hadvarim. Let's see if someone speak about one of the like I said is the yilacha is the lava of desire which has in it actually four laven and one of them is the possibly solved thing not to do a desire. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samachon Bey says that Vezazorah could be, the law of Vezazorah is two ways. One is Kedaka and one is Shalai Kedaka. Kedaka means, like the Mishnah brings down, they used to have some of Vezazorahs in those days, it was Baal Pachon, some Baal Pa'ar, and the derech to be Oyvid, this of Vezazorah, Baal Pa'ar was, they were Poyil of Baal Pa'ar. They were Matris Drei, they would go to the bathroom, without a bathroom, in front of the Vezazorah. That was the way they deemed this Vezazorah. There was another Vezazorah called Makolos, the famous Vezazorah of Makolos, that there used to be Zorik Evan Makolos. He used to throw rocks at it. That's the way they were the Vezazorah. So the Mishnah says, even though it's obviously Mishnah, the whole Vezazorah is Mishnah, you know, it looks very funny, but that's the way, that's the Derech of Vezazorah, that's what you chayav mis on. But if you do the Derech of one Vezazorah, another Vezazorah, you're not Oyvah. The person would be Matris Rei, you would be Poya to Makolos, so he'd be Zorik Abundim to Baal Pa'or, you would not be chayav. We know that the thing you probably heard a few years ago was a whole tumult about in India. They have an Avodah Zarah today, which they were saying they used to be Ovid by cutting the hair in front of it. people cut the hair. There was a whole shayang of that cut here was takuvas of Ezarif. They made sheitlach out of it. But that was the derech from Zin Goyim Ezarif was to cut here. So it's a cut seer from the Ezarif. He chayim yisav. He cuts the seer to be oivet different of Ezarif. He will not be chayim because that has to be the derech. The Gemara says in the Ezarif that Yidal Mabez, then in the Yimei Avram Avinu, the times of Avram Avinu, Masech the Ezarif had 400 parakim. Because each parak has described all the different Ezarifs, what the way there was, to know the halacha of what Yechayim is on. So we don't, those parakim were lost, and we don't have it today. And the Mice is not something to get today, because Baruch Hashem, all those Ezarifs have been destroyed, are gone. But that's the halacha of Ezarif Kedak, has to be done specifically the derech of the Ezarif. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that there's four avodas which are called, which Yechayim Ben Kedak and Mishal Kedak. It's four avodas. The person is over the vezor. He's chayv. Even if it's not the derech to be over with that vezor that way, even if that vezor you don't do it. You're still chayv. The four are shechita, haftar, nisach, and shtachava. Shechting or being makdia and ikhtaris in front of it, or nisach pouring any wine in front of it, or bowing down. And the reason is because it's going down from avodas pnim. Anything which is an avoda by us, by emes avoda in beis hamikdash. If you do it from the Vezazar, you're chayyid, it's not a derech. This is a Vezazar, nobody shechs it, but if someone shechs this Vezazar, he'll be chayyid misa. That's the halacha of the four avodas which are chayyid, ben kedakan, mishal kedakan. Michas Chinuch says a shayla, what would be the halacha of a person shechs a ben pekuah to Vezazar? Takes a ben pekuah, we know behemoth that was shechs, and they found the ube of the mayor, they found the baby inside it. That baby, even though it's a live baby and it's walking around, the rice is not in shechita. It's called ben pekuah. So the person takes this ben pekuah, and he shechs that for avodah zarah. Will be over avodah zarah. But etzem is not a din shechita because it doesn't need shechita. What do you say? The mice is doing a mice shechita. It's chayev. So the Michas Chinuch wants to bring a raya from the Gemara Chumen, the Chayim Dara. The Gemara Klez, a similar shayah, by Pidyon Petach Hamor, it is said. The Torah says that there's one behemoth tamei. We have a din b'chor behemoth hayra. Behemoth hayra is knowing on a pet derechem, the firstborn. That's a b'chor. You give it to the kohen. It's a matnas kun. It's a carbon b'chor. But by behemoth tameis, there's no sus. The chamash of a horse. If it has a baby, there's no din b'chor except for pet chamah. Special tzeis kosov that when a chamah, a donkey has a baby, pet derechem, the first child. It also has a dinner of a certain dinner of bechor, like a dinner of pet dechama. But the Torah says you don't give that chama to a kohen. The Torah says you should be poided with a seh. Take a seh, a sheep, and be poided with the pet dechama on it, and then give the seh to the kohen. Actually, the Mishnayos and the Gemara explained that really you could be poided the pet dechama with money also. You give kesef or shove a kesef or anything. You take anything with the value that pet dechama you poided it. The only difference is if you poided it with kesef or shove a kesef, you have to do the exact value of the pet dechama. If the pet dechama costs $400, you have to do exactly $400. But if you poided it with a set kosher, you can do the set. It doesn't have to be the same value. It could be worth even a lot less. So giving like even a $25 baby little set, you could also give that to be poided. So Gemara declares, what about a seh ben pekuah? If you have a seh which was a ben pekuah, can you use that to be poid the petachama? And the nachmina will be if it's less than the value. If it be the value of the petachama, it's no different than any shavakasah. But if it's less than the value, we'll have a din seh. The Gemara says, do you say that since it's a zayvi, it's geshechted already, it's like a bisu b'dikunga, it's like you're giving meat in a pot, the meat in a pot is not a seh for sure not. If you take a sheep, that meat, then you put it in a pot, that would have to be shabbat. That would be the value of the petachma. But over here, since the Gemara says, since it's rot for us of rot, since the seh is running around, it's alive, maybe that does have a shem, it didn't say, and you could put it in the petachma. That's my shayla. Time to mechel chunach. The chayla would be the same shayla. If you shech the petachma of a zor, that should be chayiv. I didn't really see the sushdal. I don't really understand sushdal because the reason why the Gemara says that a petachama would be good for a pitting petachama is because it's rot ba'azel, it has a din of a seh b'negei petachama. The chashiv is that b'negei shechita nacher you need a din shechita. And a ben pekuah is not a din shechita because ben pekuah is a zavis geshachten already. There's no ma'isa shechita over here, so I don't really see the system. That's something else, right? The Gemara talks about you break a stick, which is a zavis shechita.
Yeah,
the Mishnah talks about that. He wants to be machalik. That's what you want to say? Why Shechina's member kula should be a Shechina?
Then you don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. Some reason, I have to see it again. He is Taka. He wants to say that, but he shorts that up. He says some reason it's a little different. I'm not sure what the reason was.
What's the chest of Chazal?
This is not kula Shechina. Right. I was thinking the Chayyur would be, do you need a Maisa Shechina Mamish to be over the Veda Zohar? Then a ben pekul will not be my shechita, or is the Indian the kavod of shechita? The whole Indian of the Zohar is being mechaber the Zohar, giving honor to the kavod, the falsha kavod, the nashu kavod, the rasha that wants to mechaber the Zohar by shechting, he's giving that kavod of the Zohar, and then the kavod of shechita is no difference between ben pekul and not ben pekul. If you can look at the Indian of a kavod shavoy, maybe that's the chagir. My regards to him. Next Mechitz Kumech class about Shnayim She'osu. What if two people shecht a behemoth in front of a Beit Zohar? Would that be chayav or not? He says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's like days and days that Shnayim She'osu by Shabbos is potter. So do you say, just like it's not a shechita of a Shabbos, Shnayim She'osu is potter? What about for a Beit Zohar? It's also potter. So first I didn't understand the whole chakir so well, because in Chayyur, I was thinking that the Gemara says the Ptur of Shnayim She'osu by Shabbos is learned out from Basaisa. The Pasuk of Basaisa, which is said by the Kamachatas, which is really what calls Harakumla. So the whole Miyad of Shnayim She'osu is not Miyuchad de Shabbos. The Ptur of two people doing a Maisa together, and the Gemara explains, it's talking about Zeyachal. Each one is able to do it on their own, and they do it together. Says it is went up from Basis, it's a Ptur and Kara Tarakula. It's Ptur and Kara Tarakula, it should be Ptur by Avodah Zarah also. But then it is a big shining on the Rishonim. In the Goyas, Shulim Mincha, they bring down, there's a Rajman, a Chuba, Chel Gans, Mucham Ches, it's Ritvon Kedushna from Gilmo Menalov. The Pnei Shua speaks about it by Yichas and Shabbos Atzad Gimel, Cham Tzvisim and Pebez, there's a few other Mamakamis, one more, the Beis Yitzchak and Yochem, Simon Amenei. They'll talk about, is the Ptur Shnayim She'osu Miyuchit to Shabbos, or is it in all mitzvahs? It's a Ptur in all mitzvahs. So it seems to be Machiz V'Sheinim. But also, right, then it's not a very big chakir of Mechaz Chinach. According to the Sheet, it's Hashem She'osu is Pata only by Shabbos. It won't be a Ptur by Vezar. According to the Sheet, it's Ptur anywhere, it should be a Ptur by Vezar also. So I was thinking, then maybe you say a story that there is a tzad to say, even if Shnayim She'osu is a Ptur and Kor Tarakula, which is the Pashtus, it's learned out from Basaisa, it's learned out from the Pasuk of Kamachatus in all of Eris, and really Shnayim She'osu is Ptur in all of Eris, and there's still a story that a Vezor should be different. Because a Vezor, a Be'etzem, is really in a very Machshava. The real Vezor is the person in his mind, he's looking at his Getshka as a very Getshka. Now, but then, it's her was only mechayv in machshav if he does a ma'isa shechita. He has to do a ma'isa shechita. But what was the real aver they did? Not that a ma'isa shechita. The real aver he did was the ma'isa of his machshav. By Shabbos and everything else, when the moch of shechita, the ma'isa is the whole aver. That's it. It's not the machshav. It's the ma'isa is the whole aver. But by Abay Zara, the real thing he did wrong was his machshav. So when they gave the machshav part, each one of them had his own machshav. There's no Shnayim She'osu. Each one of them was a kaif was over the Avodah Zarah in his mind. He's been over there. Now, but then you need to have a Maisa with it to be Chayyim. So with that you could say Shnayim She'osu is not a Ptur, because it's not, you know, on the main part, the Machshava, you don't have Shnayim She'osu, you have each one doing it. But that's why maybe you could say, maybe the Mechitza doesn't explain this, but this Mechitza's Chakir is Shnayim She'osu a Ptur by Shechita of Zarah. Maybe we can explain this way. Even if it's a Ptur and Kara Tarakula, but Avodah Zarah might be different, because the main part of the Machshava that each one did on his own. Then the Mechitz Chinuch has one more shayla. So what would be the loch of a person, in Shechita we know you have to shecht two simonim. What if a person shechted the first simon for Avodah Zarah, and the second simon he shechted not for Avodah Zarah? Would he be chayev or not? Then he finished the Shechita but not Neshama. Or he shechted the first miyat for Avodah Zarah, but the final, the Shechita has to be rov simonim. When he went over that line, went over the 50% mark, he did it not for Avodah Zarah. Will he be chayev on the miyat kama? So Mechitz Chinuch says, the Chayyur, this should be the famous sugya in Chulin, the first test of the Beis, the Machoikas, the Echner Shlokish, do you say, Yeshna and Shechita Mitzchina Vat Soif, or Eina Shechita Mitzchina Vat Soif? The Machoikas, is Shechita counted from the beginning, or Shechita only the end, that final part where you go over the 50% mark, when you go over the, when you do Rav Simonim? The machlekes beirch min shlokish. And the Gemara says, yes, something Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, how come moedim hechad shachat simenecha lebikachavim simenecha yisro sheep suma? Everyone's moed if a guy who's possible to shechted the first simen, and then Yid came and shechted the second simen, it'll be possible. The reason is shari nasva ma'aser treifa lebikachavim, because the first simen, since it wasn't good shechita, he made a ma'aser treifa. It became a treifa, and everyone the Yid shechted already, he's shechting a treifa. And then the Gemara says the same thing. But Oyla Saif Nami, Hecha the Mol Simenecha Lamata, the Simenecha Lamang Absuma. The din is Oyla Saif. You're supposed to shecht both. You're supposed to Malika Lamayin Mechut Asikra. You're supposed to hold it on top of the Mechut Asikra. The top half of the Mizbeach, do Malika over there. Chatas the opposite. Chatas Oyif you do on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. But when you do, when you do a Malika in the wrong place, it's possible. Over here, you did the first simon in the wrong place, so the mizbeach, and the second simon you did in the right place. What's the din? So the Gemara says, everyone will be moedah that is possible, because the first simon, since it was done in the wrong place, it was a trefa. It wasn't a good malika, so it was a trefa, and once it's a trefa, you can't finish it. And the Gemara says, the whole machlekes of Yeshu and Shechita and Chiyum Vatzayif is only negeya Shechutei Chutz. The also Shechutei Chutz is a carbon, you have to shecht inside the zar, or the place where you're supposed to shecht it. But if you shecht it outside, you have a lot. That'll be the machlekes. If you shecht it one simen outside of the azar, and then you brought it inside, and you finished it off, according to the Rambam, the whole Yeshu Shechita Mechina Vatzayif, if you have Shechutei Chutz, because Shechita is the whole process from the beginning to end. And the beginning is also Shechita, that you did Bechutz. Hashem came, if you hold Eino Shechita Mechutz, the only Cheshivas of Shechita is that final part that was mastered, then you won't be over, because that part you did inside. The Shechutei Chutz doesn't count if you did outside. So the Menachos Chacham say the same thing over here. But you have to understand the Gemara. What's the chunk between the first two halachas of if a guy shechted the Miyat Kama or the first simon, or if he did the Malika in the wrong place, the first simon? Mashen, that's not cool. Everyone holds that Yeshin and Shechit Mechim website. And Mashen came in against Shechutei Chutz, it only goes by the. That's the machaikas. Going to man the main shkita on the side, you won't be chayyab. What's the chiluk? So I was thinking, the chiluk is, you know, it's a little bit different, but I think the real chiluk is that the etzim, everybody holds that there's a shem shkita on the whole ma'aser shkita. And that's really mukhrach. Because how do you ever understand, if the beginning of shkita is not shkita, every time we shecht, we should have a problem of becoming a trefa. Then there's in the kubis of eshes, when you chas trefas, when you start to shecht, you made everything naked. And so why isn't that a trefa? And then when you finish shechita, the teretz is because it's part of the ma'aser shechita. There's no din trefa on the ma'aser shechita. Trefa is halacha before shechita starts. But once you start the shechita, we don't have to chos trefa. It's all part of the shechita. So everybody will hold that from beginning to the end, it's all a ma'aser shechita, and that's why it's not a trefa. The machlokes achera is just what creates the hechsher of the shechita. What is the chos hechsher of the shechita? The man of the whole Yeshin Shechita Milchim Vatzayif, he holds that from the Hechsher of the Shechita starts all the way from the beginning. It's all one called Mafreya. When you finish the Shechita, the whole thing was all one, was the Hechsher of the Shechita. And man of the Inner Shechita Milchim he holds no, it was Taka Meister Shechita, it's all part of the Meister Shechita, and it didn't become a Trefa. But the Chalois Hechsher only happened when you went over that point of grave, when you went over that 50% mark. That was the Chalois Hechsher. That's what the Gemara is saying. If a guy shechts the beginning, the ma'aser shechita the whole day is from the beginning of Atzayif. So you need a kosher shechita in the beginning of Atzayif. If you do anything possible in the beginning of shechita, not only a guy shechts, if you do shi'a drasa, not a gram vik, if you do any pesukah shechita on the first part will be possible, because you do have to have a ma'aser shechita from the beginning. Otherwise, it's a trefa. Same thing if you do malik in the wrong place, it has a shem shechita, and if you do in the wrong place, it'll be a trefa. But b'negei the hechsher of the shechita, that's only on the that's the machoikas. And b'negei shechutei chutz, you could say that's how halacha dafka in the hechsher of the shechita, the chos hechsher of the shechita. The Torah said chos hechsher of the shechita has to be in the Beis Hamikdash, not the outside. But the ma'aser shechita, if you do on the outside, that doesn't bother us. The meaning that's why the whole machoikas only b'negei shechutei chutz. The meaning of the mechaser wants to say the same thing b'negei avodah zarah. And what will be the chakir? The chakir will be if you will say that. This way, the Zohar goes by the Chalois Hechsher Shechita. If it goes by the Ma'aser Shechita, then the Chalois, it should be also if you did, well, maybe not, because over here the Mir Basra you did not Hashem by the Zohar. In this case, we shechted once in the Zohar and once in the Nachar by the Zohar. So So, but so if you say yesh neshchita uchinu atzayif, that even the beginning was the chalais hechsha shchita, your tak will be chayiv. But the ma'aseh, you had a chalais hechsha shchita on the shem avodah zarah. But if you hold a chalais hechsha shchita is only on the end, then you could say there's no issur avodah zarah on that. The way we're going to go to Agav, it's the emphasis of Shrei Rambam. The Rambam has a Shrei Loshen. The Rambam says, the Rambam says a Loshen that if a goy shech, the first simon, it's possible because Yeshu Neshchita Mechikim Vatzayif. It's an Hechashchita. Yeshu Neshchita Mechikim Vatzayif. So Lech Mishra Yes, the Gemara said it's not Tony that Machaikas. The Lech Mishra Yes, the Gemara said that if a goy shech is even according to Man the Main Neshchita Mechikim. So why is I'm saying it's because of Yeshu Neshchita Mechikim Vatzayif? But we're learning, you can say that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that when they gave the Maisa Shechita, Hakum Moidim Yeshu Neshchita Mechikim Vatzayif. That's Loshen Rambam. When you want to learn something with the sisters of Shabbos, the sons of the Shabbos, and also when you learn about the sugyas on the pasha, and I was thinking, you know, we can't always learn obviously all the sugyas that are on the pasha, but when one of the sugyas is the mitzvah of Muna, that's definitely not a mitzvah to skip. That's definitely a sugya that we should learn. But I'm going to learn today a little bit of Rambam in Perek Beis of the Zohar, Lach Gimel. And then the written copy of the Shia, a few more is written up on that bit of Amunah. You can't copy.